Mountain representatives from the North Carolina legislature met with area health providers and concerned citizens on Monday to discuss ways of fixing the problems plaguing mental health reform in the state.
The problem is that the system has gotten very large, very complicated. Part of what we're advocating or trying to do is put into place more local control, local involvement, local providers that can help manage the system and know what's going on in each community rather than having to deal with a very complicated system. You have to remember that there was never enough money in the system to begin with to serve the people that were needed, and that one of the theories was that by doing the reform, there would be some economies of scale and some efficiencies. And that's not proved very true throughout the system. So I think people have to go back and relook at, is this the best way to manage the dollars and the resources within the limited community resources that exist?
Arthur Carter is the CEO of Western Highlands Network, the LME. Yancey Representative Ray Rapp said in order for mental health reform to get back on the right track, the system has to emphasize local providers.
Clearly, the reform that was envisioned and the reality that's taken place, the reform has not occurred the way we had hoped it would. We've got to fix this reform movement. How did we do it? Well, we put $100 million into it during the short session to begin to provide money to the local communities, to the local service providers to help fix the system. We also recognized the idea that we were going to empty our state institutions was not going to work, so we put $164 million aside for new construction and revamped facilities in Morganton so that in some of our severe cases they have a place to go. In the process, we're looking to put in a new system in place statewide that will emphasize local providers, give them the money they need to provide the service. I would say what you're going to see in the next 6 months to a year at the most is you're going to see a new system in place that's locally based, that'll be financed adequately by the legislature, because my colleagues on both sides of the aisle are saying we need to fix this. And when the legislature, by the way, puts aside $100 million for anything, they're serious about making it work.
Representative Ray Rapp. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.